master.
Yes, Lothar. And I was never so glad to hear anyone's voice in my life.
Oh, your voice sound pretty good to Lothar, too. Me worried. Me and Tommy both worried.
You're worried? I thought you and Tommy had been drowned.
Well, you can't drown us, Mr. Mandrake.
Tommy, like fish in water, master.
You're both alive, and that's what counts.
You captured submarine, master?
No, not quite, Lothar. But you missed a scrap that would have done your heart good.
What happened, master?
Well, Captain X is badly battered, but he's searching the ship for me now. Alex Jefferson is lying unconscious on the floor, and Pilot Dorfman is in a bunk with a wounded shoulder from Captain X's pistol. That about sums up the situation on this end.
What you going to do when they find you, master?
I have a plan. And I expect to be alive and kicking when this submarine returns to Shore Point tonight to pick up Narda and her brother. Where are you, Lothar?
Place called Hurricane Inlet. Fellow named Stump Walter. Him got shacked near water with short wave set.
Did you notify the authorities yet, Lothar?
Not yet, master. We just get here. Very long swim.
But how in the name of white magic, Lothar, did you contact this sub?
How we do it? Tommy.
Yeah?
You tell master.
Oh, sure, Lothar.
Make it fast, Tommy.
Oh, sure, Mr. Mandrake. This fellow Stump, who owns the shack, has been listening to Barracuda talk from Shore Point to Captain X and the Stump. So they're set between Brighton and your wavelength.
I see, Tommy.
Stump heard Miss Nada call for help over the short wave.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that, Tommy.
Neither did Stump. He called Barracuda on the short wave, but Barracuda said it was just a joke.
Hmm. An expensive joke for Barracuda if he's harmed, Nada.
Stump talked to Miss Nada, too, I think. Have you got time to hear this?
Yes, but hurry, Tommy.
Well, Barracuda introduced some girl he said was Miss Jones. And she said it was all a joke, too. But Stump said she sounded awful scared, and
I
maybe...
I see. It was Narda with a gun at her head, no doubt. Good work, Tommy. Put Lothar on again.
He wants you,
Lothar. Yes, master?
Lothar, I'm depending on you to handle the shore end as we planned. Notify the authorities, then streak for Shore Point and Narda. Be careful of Barracuda. You'll probably shoot on sight.
Me fix.
And keep Tommy out of danger. Lay low with the police until the submarine anchors tonight with Captain X and Jefferson. We'll grab them and have the upper hand.
But, what about you, master? What you do?
The first thing I'm going to do is smash this short wave set so Captain X can't communicate with Shore Point and be warned off by Barracuda. That's all, Lothar. Good luck. I'm signing off. Now, Dorfman, what do you think you're going to do with that gun?
I'm going to shoot you if you try to smash that radio set.
Oh, well, go ahead. You can't miss from across the room.
Mandrake, put that chair down.
I'm going to right across this short wave set. There. Yes, I guess that does it. That won't be repaired in a hurry.
You've got the nerve of Satan. How did you know I wouldn't shoot?
A magician learns to do two things at once. While I was talking to Lothar, I saw you creep from your bunk and pick up the captain's empty gun from the floor where he had thrown it.
You've got eyes in the back of your head, Mandrake.
Mm.
Well, I've done what I could. I had to try to stop you to save my own neck.
Was that your only reason?
What do you mean?
You might still save your own neck, Dorfman, if you line up with me.
And double-cross Captain X? I wouldn't live to brag about
Dorfman,
it.
This submarine has stalked its last ship. By midnight tonight, Captain X, Alice Jefferson, if he recovers, you and every member of this crew will be headed for a federal prison.
Not when I tell Captain X that there's a nice little trap waiting to be sprung on him at Shore Point.
But you won't tell him.
You mean you're going to kill me?
I would be justified in killing you, Dorfman. You're an enemy of my country. You and your kind have declared war on the things that every true American cherishes as his birthright. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You destroy, tear down, and crush the things our ancestors fought and died for. Dorfman, those who live by the sword die by the sword.
Then you are going to kill me.
Oh, no. I'm no self-appointed executioner. But I am going to make you help me.
Make me help you?
Yes. It's only a matter of minutes now until Captain X's search for me will bring him back here to the radio room.
You haven't got a chance, so? Mandrake. You'll be shot down before you can pull another trick out of your sleeve. I couldn't help you if I wanted to.
Yes, you can. You're going to have a very convincing story to tell Captain X.
Story? What story?
You saw me trying to use the radio. You ordered me to surrender. I refused. You fired two shots from that pistol you're holding in your hand and killed me.
I killed you?
Yes.
Well, you're going crazy, Mandrake. Where will your body be?
Where? Beside Alex Jefferson's here on the floor.
Oh, you don't think you could fool Captain X that easy, do you, Mandrake? Why, the minute he examined your body, he'd know.
Oh, you evidently never heard of the old Hindu yogi trick of suspended animation, Dortmund.
Suspended animation?
Oh, yes. The body stiffens. The pulse and heart slow down to where their action can't be detected.
And you mean that you can do this trick?
I've had doctors pronounce me dead, Dorfman. I can fool Captain X. Fool him into taking me ashore tonight as a dead man.
But why should I help you? Put my own neck in a noose?
Why did you let Lothar and Tommy escape from this submarine?
Hmm?
You could have told Captain X. He could have risen to the surface and machine-gunned them out of the water while they were swimming for shore. Why?
I've got a boy of my own, Mandrake, and I just couldn't do it. That's all.
Yes, I see. And I shall see that that counts in your favor at the trial, Dorfman.
Well, how about that smashed radio?
Oh, Captain X will think it was broken in the fight.
All right. Suppose I consent to help you. How do you know I won't betray you to Captain X?
I don't know. Suspended animation is what you might call a form of self-hypnosis. Only a thin thread of life will connect me with this world. You could snap that thread as easily as you could snap your fingers.
Mandrake, you're a fool to trust me.
Perhaps. I know there's a fight going on in your mind, Dorfman. Fight between this evil thing you've taken up with and the knowledge that you were once a decent American. My life depends on which side wins.
How did you know I was ever an American?
Because I've seen an American eagle tattooed on your chest.
Hmm? Blast you, Mandrake. You see everything.
Dorfman, see what's tattooed there now.
Huh? No.
Open your shirt. Look at the emblem burned into your skin now.
Oh.
What do you see now?
Oh, a vulture. A filthy scavenger. Holding in its claws the black flag of piracy.
Dorfman, you have the chance of carrying that badge of dishonor through life, or of restoring the flag you once honored and respected. Listen, they're coming back. Dorfman, I put my life in your hands. Watch the life leave my body, Dorfman. In boko legem agitia.
Say, Lothar, maybe we'd better go out and crowd a fine stump. It's been over 10 minutes since Mandrake signed off on the submarine, and we haven't done anything yet.
Wonder why Stump leave.
I don't know. I saw him pick up a shotgun from the corner over there and slip out the back door while you were talking to Mandrake.
What him want with gun?
I don't know, Lothar. I sure hope nothing's happened to him.
We not wait for Stump, Tommy. You talk in radio machine. Ask for help like master order. You can do.
Sure, but I don't know who to tune in. This isn't like a telephone where you pick up the receiver and say, I want a policeman.
No, not like that, Tommy.
Oh, Stump knows what to do. If he'd only come back.
Well, turn on radio, Tommy. Do best you can.
All right, Luther. If the tubes warm up again, I'll start yelling for help all over the dial. What?
Get behind, Lothar, Tommy. Someone's shooting at us from open window.
Not at us, Lothar. The short wave set. Look, they blasted it right off the table.